The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air Saturday, December 21st, the winter solstice day. How about that, Rose Gray? You know what that means?
That means it's going to start getting
more light.
Light every day a little bit.
Which is,
I'll take. It's very gloomy. Even when it was nice weather, warm weather yesterday, it was so overcast and I don't know.
This is where we live.
I know. It is where we live. And if you don't like it, move. I get that.
Well, here's the good thing. All those bugs that bugged you, they're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
They're dead.
So we got some new equipment going on here. So I'm looking over at the call screen, which, by the way, is blank right now.
Yeah.
And that's new. And there's a new phone number, which is 855-616-1620. How's that?
Very good.
Yeah. And so if you're in the sound of our voice or listening, I'm streaming, please call that number so that that board fills up so I can see what that looks like with calls on it.
That's our big goal is who will be the first to use that new number for the Fox World Travel Show.
There you
go.
That's
what we want to know.
855-616-1620.
Didn't you go to the class? We all had to sit and practice
it. I didn't, but I'm trying to come up with a rhythm for it because the other one, which I will not repeat, had a little rhythm to it.
So. Honest to God, Tom and I were trying to remember it today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know.
Hey, so here's the cool thing about having Danny Clayton in your corner. I didn't even know about the two cruise ships yesterday, and he sends me a text so I can get on it and find out what's going on.
Well, since I'm a marketing content guy, so I'm combing websites all the time for interesting things that we can talk about at Annex Wealth Management. And these two Carnival cruise ships, gigantic. I mean, cruise ships are big anyway.
Yeah.
Ran into each other.
Right. So it's called Illusion, which rhymes with collision. I mean, Elysian, which rhymes with collision. It's a nautical term.
Okay.
And it has to do with wind. And it really is just about the wind pushing another one into another ship, which is what happened.
I know, but if you're that big, stay a little bit away from each other.
Well, if you've ever been to a port of call,
oh,
it's one on top of the other.
Is it?
Those
okay.
slips, the berths that they have to get into are not that big. And so I'm sure they've done it a million times. Plus, it's typically not the captain. It's a harbor captain that comes out on a tugboat
sure.
or a boat. Then they put him on because he knows all the idiosyncrasies and weird things that are going on in that particular harbor.
That's okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well,
I've been doing this for years.
Right. Well, and then there was a really good video of it from somebody on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas that's a much bigger ship than the Glory and the Legend, who got some great video of it. But in the end, they assessed the damage and determined that the passengers could actually get off in Cozumel, which is where they were, and then they're on their way to New Orleans from whence they came, and everything should be okay. The passengers got $100 shipboard credit.
$100.
Yeah.
All right. And then there were six injured. I think they're going to get a little more.
They might. Yeah.
But again, it's like all of our parents. It's fine. It's fine.
Rub
some dirt on it. Let's go to Michelle in Muskego. Hey, Michelle.
Good morning. I have a question about travel insurance. Like, there is Travel Guard, and the other one is like Allianz or something like
right,
that.
Right. Yep.
Is there a preference that, or is there one that Fox World prefers over the other, and what's the reasoning behind why you prefer one over the other?
We sell Travel Guard. If you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and at the top, you will see a click for resources, and there you will find travel insurance. You can actually put your information in that particular website booking engine quoting mechanism, and it will give you a quote without making you actually buy the insurance. And then you can go through and read all of the inclusions and what the coverage is, and then you can do a comparison of any other insurance. We have people lots of times that look at the vendor insurance. For example, the airlines offer insurance, the tour company, the cruise lines all offer insurance, and they look at the Travel Guard policy versus those, and then they make a decision.
Well, and the reason I'm asking is because in dealing with different agents, sometimes I get referred to Allianz and sometimes to Travel Guard. And I know Travel Guard's a Wisconsin company. So,
right. What happens is every year Fox does a very in-depth comparison. There's Travel Guard, there's Travelex, there's Allianz, there's a number of them. And we do a comparison, and then we make a decision which one we're going to go with for the year. And sometimes they actually have some special policies that they develop just for Fox. And we look at the inclusions and we look at the cost, and that's what we decide on. So in this particular case, we've been with Travel Guard for about, I want to say, 7 or 8 years now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to take a break. Going to be back. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. Boom. Just like that. Rose Gray, the Fox World Travel Show, back in a bit.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
917 at WTMJ, 35 degrees, decent weekend, turning mostly sunny, 44 today, going to be clear tonight down to 32, sunny, mild, breezy tomorrow with a high of 48, Monday mostly cloudy and warmer, and 50, we're at 35 degrees. Fox World Travel Show's on the air.
Hey, can I talk about two things?
It's your show.
Thanks. So, what do you know about Real ID?
I know I need it because when we traveled last, the TSA agent actually semi-sternly talked to me about it.
Yeah, so there seems to be some confusion about it. And really what the deal is when it comes time for your license to be renewed, when will that be for you, do you know? If you go in to get your renewal with the proper documentation, one of the things that you can bring is your passport, then you have Real ID and you have a star in the corner of your Wisconsin driver's license. And that will be all you need to board an aircraft for all domestic flights. Now, somebody asked me this, and this is a good question. My license isn't up for renewal for a number of years, certainly well past October 1st, 2020. What do I have to do? Can I just travel with my passport? Yes, you can. So if you don't have that Real ID, but you have a passport, you have the best documentation you could possibly ask for.
I know I need a passport.
Come on, we're going to Norway.
I know. I don't have a passport.
Oy, oy, oy.
I know. Can I borrow yours?
Yeah. Would you, you and Suzanne, do that over the Christmas break, please?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to point out is we had a number of calls and questions because we got some calls last week about electronic travel authorities. Remember that we talked about ETAs for Sri Lanka? And then I kind of got into it a little bit about New Zealand, and I may have confused people. So there are a number of countries that we as Americans travel to for which we must have a visa, which is a granting a permission for us to enter that particular country by the powers that be. The way you find out if an American citizen has to have a visa for a particular country is to go to travel.state.gov and then check on that country and it will tell you how you go about it. A number of countries, one that comes to mind immediately is Australia. For years and years and years, they have done what's called an ETA. You do it online. It's an electronic travel authority. It goes to them. Voila. You just take a screenshot and that's it. And you know you got it. A number of other countries are now saying, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Rather than somebody having to send their passport to an embassy, a consulate, or a visa service and have that taken care of, let's try it. So New Zealand is doing it, and apparently now Sri Lanka is doing it as well. And so we had people calling saying, oh, my gosh, what is this new electronic authority I need. I'm leaving for Germany. And nope. So it's just if somebody is requiring a visa, they have a new electronic way for you to apply for that. And not everybody has that. So it's very good to check that out and call your travel professional who can help you sort through all that.
Who should be Fox World Travel?
It must be Fox World Travel.
If you are playing your cards right.
Right.
Okay,
so those are the two boring things we needed to talk about. Sorry.
Got that out of the way.
All right.
Okay. Text questions. We've got a million of them. It's an exaggeration, but we have a bunch of them. We'll get to those next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Where's this from?
It sounds like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Well, then there you go.
Is it?
924 at WTMJ. What is it? That is, no. That's the Swinging Klezmer Anmer Breslau Players. Well, of course it is.
It's very international.
Text question. Have you heard of an airline called Volaris?
Sure.
It is Mexico's second largest airline. I see bad reviews on TripAdvisor. Any comments?
Yeah, they do some charter work for both Apple and Funjet Vacations. I just saw them at O'Hare when I flew someplace. Oh, no, I saw them at LaGuardia when I was flying home a week or two ago. And, yeah, they're all right. I mean, when you say bad reviews are bad reviews, if you get bad reviews because the seats are too small, the food is lousy, the flight attendants are mean, that's one thing. If you get a lousy review because it has a mechanical problem or you looked at its history and it has more, it has the worst on-time performance of all airlines, then you might make a decision in a different direction.
What do you think of TripAdvisor? I mean, can it be manipulated like a Yelp?
It absolutely can be.
Sure.
And we use it, I'll tell you, in our GDS system, which is our global distribution system, which has been upgraded immensely in the last several years. We have an enhanced hotel program that will give a customer 5 of the most recent TripAdvisor comments for a hotel that we recommend.
Mm.
And so we must believe in it a little bit. You know what happens on TripAdvisor or any of those?
Any of those. I read last week that well over 50% of reviews are fake. And I'm not saying TripAdvisor, but I'm just saying in general. And I'm really, the same thing with Amazon, right? I never read the 5-star reviews. I always go to the 3s.
Right.
Because I think that's the most realistic. But you just wonder, you these things can get hyped like crazy.
Do you ever do any reviewing of anything?
I do.
Okay. Because I try to. I really do try to. When I have an experience, what gets a little annoying, quite honestly, is there are so many people now that are handing you their cards and saying, please remember me on TripAdvisor. Please remember me on TripAdvisor. Because they're incentivizing their staff.
Sure.
By how many good remarks or reviews they get on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You're asking for somebody's compliment, I guess,
sure,
is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well,
feel weird about that.
Be careful for what you ask, right? Because somebody could be very honest. Like, I reviewed a restaurant. We went to one, and I said, yeah, it was great. The food was fine. Don't sit in this section because it's a big travel way, and it goes right to the outdoor deck, and you can't have conversation. So I try to be pretty realistic on it.
Yeah, there you go. So we do use TripAdvisor, but we take it with a grain of salt. I trust people internally at Fox much more than I trust TripAdvisor.
Yeah. I will tell you this. When my sister and I were in Montana last year and we were, you know, driving in the middle of nowhere, we wanted to stop for lunch and she opened up TripAdvisor and we found this awesome little place in this town of like 700 and it was so good. And the TripAdvisor recommendations were really good.
So
there you go. All right. Another text question. Looking for looking at a trip to Hawaii. What's the best way to see Hawaii? Guided tour, cruise, or on your own? And when's the best time?
Wow. That's just a lot of things. So first of all, I should tell everybody that we have on our staff at Fox a number of very, very knowledgeable, expert Hawaii people. And so I always tell them 866-GO-FOX-GO. And look on the website where it says find an agent, put your destination in. You can even filter by destination and the office and it will tell you which one it to go with. Because there are so many different ways to do it. I think the biggest mistake people make when they're planning their Hawaii vacation is by putting too much in too short of a time. They want to see the four main islands, and they want to do it in 8 days. Well, that's crazy. You're going to be spending way too much time at airports and flying between the islands. What are you looking for? What experience are you trying to get from this? Do you really want to see all the islands? If you want to see all four islands, plus maybe even Lanai and Molokai, which could be a day trip, can you give us 14 days to do that? I think if you look at our group departures, Tom is doing one that's a three-island trip, and we have another one called Grand Hawaii, which is a four-island trip. We've got this down to a science, and that's a really good way to do it. And if you can't go on our group, why can't you go on our group? But if you can't go on our group, maybe that itinerary would be something that you would want to duplicate.
Okay. All right. Quick question. Hey, Rose, our daughter's going to be graduating from college this spring. She's planning a graduation trip. She'll be going to Bali, Italy, and Germany. That can't be right.
It might be.
Okay.
She's graduating. She has a lot to celebrate.
Okay. But Italy and Germany are sort of in the neighborhood, but
right.
Bali is not. Anyway, she's wondering, she can buy trip insurance through Fox World.
Yep. So just exactly what we told one of our previous callers, Michelle. If you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, look under resources, you will find a link to travel insurance, and you put all your information in, and then it will give you a quote. I believe that quote holds for 7 days. You can go back in after you've done some more research and buy it right online.
There's different levels, right, of travel insurance,
yep.
Right?
Okay. It's how much do you want to cover. Most of the time, what people are really looking to cover is the cancellation insurance. So when you go on one of our group departures, or when you buy an Apple Vacation or a FunJet Vacation, there are penalties built in. As you get closer to departure, you get less and less of your money back. And oftentimes 14 days, 30 days, 7 days in advance, if you cancel, you get no money back. Mm. You lose the trip. So that's what they're looking to cover. The other thing that they need to think about is most U.S. health insurance doesn't cover you in many, many international places. Maybe Canada, maybe Mexico, but if you're someplace else and you have an issue, your health insurance may not cover you. So you need to do research on your end, looking to find out if your health insurance covers you. And if not, you might just be wanting to look for health insurance while you're traveling.
Or a witch doctor.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
935 at WTMJ, Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Get your calls in on our brand new number, the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620.
That wasn't very lyrical. You've got to come up with a rhythm.
I started to suggest that we say 855-616-1620.
Did they like it?
I ran through the process with myself and voted it down.
Oh, okay.
Half of me wanted it. Half of me thought that was a dumb idea. So that's why I'm not doing
that. Okay.
Let's go to Stephanie in Milwaukee. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi there. Rose, what I recently discovered, you've been talking about travel insurance, is that, and we are a proponent of taking out travel insurance, but if you have been diagnosed within the past 180 days of a new medical condition or even a change of medication, that they will not insure you for that condition if you were to start to travel and something were to happen to you.
Interesting. So I do know that when we offer policies, you have to take them out within 14 days or 21 days or something like that of you making your initial deposit for the trip to cover pre-existing conditions. Would that maybe be what happened, that we were much past after we had purchased the trip?
Well, in our case, it was a situation where something popped up, and it was 180 days before we made the last payment.
Okay. So you had insurance.
It's a question to ask.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for definitely bringing that up. Well, our agents are very, very well trained in the particular insurance that we sell, and they probably know that. Hopefully they know that. But what we will tell you is, if you don't buy this insurance, and it sounds like a pressure tactic a little bit, if you don't buy this insurance within 14 days of making your initial deposit, it won't cover pre-existing conditions. They're serious about that. You can't think about it later, but because think about it from an insurance perspective. I'm an insurance company. You didn't buy my insurance, and all of a sudden you get diagnosed with something. Now you want insurance? Uh-uh. Right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, read the fine print, and there's a lot of it to read. I will admit that. So, and let the experts guide you through the process and make sure that we're giving you the right coverage.
So a while back, we were talking about different tours, and they were rugged tours, but to go see the Northern Lights. And did you see that they are popping like crazy?
So the conditions are just perfect.
Yeah.
And now people are just posting beautiful.
I mean, like,
yeah, mind-blowing, cool.
Yeah,
mind-blowing,
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, really cool. Let's go to Penny in Maguanago. Hey, Penny.
Hey, how are you guys, Rose and
good.
Okay.
Well, this is Penny, aka Debbie, and Rose may remember us as Penny and Nancy.
I do remember you.
I just wanted to call in. We just returned a week ago from the Christmas market riverboat cruise.
Oh, fun!
In Germany. And you may or may not recall, I was kind of bugging that Fox World have one of those.
Yep.
And
yeah.
You had said, well, it's a difficult time and with Christmas and expenditures and kids.
So but you had a pretty small little group, right?
We had a very small group of it, but it was lovely. And Deb King was our group leader, and
yeah,
she was awesome.
And you just had good weather, cloudy weather, overcast weather?
We had weather like you didn't need your boots. You didn't. It was 40s. We had a little bit of rain. The markets were awesome. I just wish we would have had more time in a couple of the stops. And the only thing I would say is the first one that we did with you down the Danube on Uniworld, this one was with Avalon, and we got kind of spoiled from that Uniworld one. So
they're a little bit different, but so you had some mulled wine, and you had some roasted chestnuts, and you saw all kinds of handicrafts and wonderful people. And
yes, the Christmas markets. When we got on the boat, a couple ladies that were leaving said, "Oh, you can get this stuff back home," and so untrue. I mean, they are so, take such pride in the fact that none of their stuff comes from China, Mexico, Taiwan. It's all made there in Germany, from Germany. And then we finished 2 days in Prague, which was like the city to go spend time in. That was, we really, really enjoyed Prague.
I did 8 trips this year, and my last trip ended in Prague. And I was so grateful because that is hands down my favorite European city. It's one that you would go back to, actually. So
yes. But well, anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, Fox World, for having the riverboat, the Christmas market riverboat. And I see there's another one next year.
Well, there you go.
Maybe 2020.
Yep.
So we're doing the Northern Lights next in February.
Oh, that's going to be, you will call in after that one, right?
I'll call in as Penny so you know who I am.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rose.
Thanks,
bye.
Penny and that guy. How do you like your mulled wine?
Warm and strong.
I'm setting you up for the great line from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, how do you like
heavy
your
on
wine?
The cinnamon, light on the cloves. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Uncle Billy is at Martini's, and then he gets thrown out.
Yep. Yep.
Listen, we serve strong drinks for men who want to get drunk fast or something like that.
Yeah, mulled wine, Glühwein.
Yeah.
It's so yummy. I don't think you can drink a bunch of it, but it's delicious.
But if you do, heavy on the cinnamon, light on the cloves.
And a few little snowflakes falling while you're drinking
Here
it.
You go. Back in a bit, Fox World Travel Show. Give us a buzz. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Controversy. All right, it's talking about Clarence the Angel in Martini's ordering the Martini's was the bar. No, it was Nick's.
Nick's.
It was,
not
Martini's because remember, George Bailey never existed, so it wasn't Martini's bar. It was Nick's and Nick went bad. Do you remember?
I remember now that you're telling me.
So it was Nick's. And I said he ordered the mulled wine heavy on the cinnamon light on the cloves and then got booted out. Somebody texts in and says he gets booted out of martinis. And actually, it's Nick's after ordering a rum punch. And it was he wanted a flaming rum punch.
Ah, not mulled wine.
Yeah. No, I'm looking it up. Anyway, there was controversy, but he got the, and then remember, they threw him out, and then he started ringing the cash register. Look at me, I'm giving out wings. I love that movie. Let's go to Debbie in Heartland. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hello? You're going somewhere good. Warm, so you're a lucky duck.
Yeah, change of scenery this year.
Yay.
So we're going to Cancun next week, early in the week, so we'll be gone for the holiday. And just a couple quick questions. There's been so much talk about, you know, everybody says be safe, which is obviously great advice. But is it generally when we've gone to Mexico and all-inclusive, the only time we've left the resort has been to go on different excursions? But this time we'll be actually in the city of Cancun. So I guess my question is it safe to walk around the city more now?
You just have to have your wits about you. In fact, this is funny. I was just talking to somebody about this within the last 48 hours. You just have to have your wits about you. Have you walked through like the city before?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So these vendors have this trick. Many times when you go to an all-inclusive, you wear a bracelet. They give you a bracelet to tell you what level you're on. Not all of them do that.
Okay.
But when the vendors and the shopkeepers see those, they say, oh, you're staying at, and they can tell by your bracelet which resort you're staying at. My cousin Juan works there. You probably know him. He works in the blank restaurant. And that's how they strike up a conversation with you. And I will give you a discount because you're staying at that resort, that kind of a thing. Well, we're all too smart for that game, right? Yeah, because his cousin Juan works at every resort. So those are the kinds of things that happen. So easily avoidable by just being polite and saying, oh, yeah, that's funny, and walking away. Be prepared if you walk into any shop. You are going to be pressured. That's just their culture. That's just the way they operate. And if you enjoy that kind of a thing and you enjoy bartering and so on and so forth, and you have a good eye for authentic things as opposed to, as our friend Penny was just saying, things that come from China or Taiwan, but they put a Mexico sticker on it and then voila, you fall for it. So, that kind of a thing. But yeah, perfectly, as long as you are being careful, perfectly safe to walk around.
Okay, and then the other question is excursions. I know in the past we've done it both ways. Do you have any recommendation for places? We've booked it at our resort, but we've also booked them in advance.
Right.
Do you have any companies you prefer?
Well, if you check out Lomas, so it's lomastravel.com, LOMAS, as in Sam, travel.com. They are an outstanding company. They were the ground handlers for Funjet Vacations before the Apple and Funjet merger. And they've got some pretty cool, unique excursions. Their vehicles, I'm always careful about the vehicles. I don't want to be in some old rattle trap that's going to someplace and then we break down and we miss the whole excursion because of that, which has happened to me in my lifetime. Their vehicles are top notch. Their ground handlers are top notch, and they've got some pretty unique excursions. The other thing is there's probably going to be tour desks at your resort that you can use as well.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yep, but if you want to do them in advance, I'm a big fan of that. LomasTravel.com, and then there's all kinds of things at the top. Pick tours, and you can see they go to Isla Mujeres, they go to Cozumel, they do snorkeling, they do golf, they do ecotourism, they do all kinds of things.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Debbie.
Have a great vacation.
Have a great holiday.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You want a It's a Wonderful Life update?
I wish I was skipping Christmas. Sure.
George Bailey, reeling from a tough day, quickly orders a double bourbon but his 293-year-old Mark Twain reading Guardian Angel takes some time making up his mind. I was thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute. I got it. Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon, light on the cloves. Off with you, me lad, and be lively. The proprietor, Nick, gets surly. Hey, look, mister, we serve hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast. We don't need any characters around to get the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my left for a convincer?
Slip you my left for a convincer.
Remember, Nick was great before.
That's
so
right.
So without George Bailey, he turned bad.
That's right.
There you go. All right, 9:51, back in a bit. Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:54 WTMJ. Final segment with Rose. You could sneak in real quick.
Hey, something else I have to quick say. Say the mortgage number and then we'll go.
I was just about to.
Sorry.
Academic Mortgage Talk and text line 855-616-1620.
That's not the rhythm.
Okay, I know.
855-616.
I'm a Norwegian. I have no rhythm.
What I wanted to mention, and that's why I interrupted you, and I do apologize for that, but I'm so excited because I'm worried that people are going to wait until Christmas Eve to buy those gift certificates, and our locations are not open on Christmas Eve this year. So if you are going to buy a gift certificate, which is the best gift you can give a traveler, you need to do that today, tomorrow, or Monday, okay?
Today is Super Saturday.
It is Super Saturday. Yeah. Are you going to be running around like an idiot trying to buy presents?
Tomorrow, probably, because I just got
Super Sunday.
Doing something this afternoon. But yeah. Okay, I want to spring this on you, but does Rose know of the Keeping the Blues Alive cruise? Interested in the August 2020 event out of Spain. I've never heard of that. What is it?
So what happens is this. I believe I actually know the people who do this. A company who is very brave, but has obviously got a reputation of doing this for many, many years, charters an entire ship. It could be a Holland America ship, which is 1,800 to 2,000 people. Sometimes it could be something as big as a Norwegian cruise line ship, like the beautiful Encore that I was just on, and it would be 5,000 passengers. But they charter the entire ship knowing they're going to sell it out. And what they do is they have a theme. And in this particular case, it is Keeping the Blues Alive. And this has been going on for a really long time. You can Google it. It comes right up. The list of entertainers is monumental. They're everywhere. They're every place there would be some music, some activity going on the ship. They're playing. I mean, it's dozens and dozens of musicians that are blues musicians, very obviously. And I know these things sell out. I met some people that actually do this. They don't do this particular one, but they do another one called Blues Cruise. And this is exactly what it is. So is it legit? Yes. Is it, you know, you have no choice in the itinerary. You have no choice in the ship. It's they charter the ship and you want to go on it because of the fact that it's got a theme.
Got it. And somebody could do that through you guys?
Yeah, they don't like to work with us. They want you to go directly through them. And I get it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right, Rose, that's it. Again, today, tomorrow, or Monday, if you're going to get the travel certificates, do that. That is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. And then it makes the most sense because you have not pigeonholed somebody into a particular airline ticket or trip, and then they can't change it or use it for whatever it is that they want to use it for.
Got it. Thank you.
So happy holidays to all the listeners, and we'll talk to you on the 28th of December.
Thank you. See you next week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.